What's up, good people of the world? I am here with Joel McCardo. Man, interesting fella here. My co-coach for Lucas's program. That's how we connected. Forward Media Marketing. All around great guy. Joel, nice to see you, my friend.
Likewise, brother. It's good to see you.
I want to hear your story, man. You have an interesting setup. You're a contractor. You're getting into coaching, or you might have been in, but I'm starting to see it now. Personal development's important to you, man. So let me hear it, man. Tell me a little bit about your story and some of the impact you're making in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. So, right now where my current state is I have a couple painting companies, and I've been telling everybody I've been under a rock. So I've been coaching. I've probably been coaching for many, many years. I can't even tell you how long now, but my first business was in 2011. Believe it or not, it was a martial arts school in Arizona. And, okay. Kind of grew from there.
You owned a whole martial arts school?
Yeah.
Wow.
We taught Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, Shotokan
what was
Karate.
What was the liability insurance like on that business?
Oh, man. It was definitely, yeah. Definitely way up there, my friend. And yeah, dude, it was definitely a long term coming to where I'm at right now. So I keep telling people I'm under a rock because I've been coaching internally, and then some other outside clients that are not painters, they're doctors to Reiki specialists to different types of people in the world. But I was like, well, why am I not doing it in painting when I have painting businesses? So now I'm like fully immersed in the painting world and wanting to get to connect with everybody and just help out in this community. It's been awesome. So, and you've been such a great guy for that too. So I'm super excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Good industry, man. Good people, motivated individuals, you know, this is, the ones that are winning, see it as an opportunity of a lifetime, you know, and it's this dirty painting trade, but not really, you know, there's a lot of money to be made, and, you know, we're here for it. So your journey. So tell us about your painting operation. What do you got going on now?
Yeah. So, you know, I followed my mentor. So from the martial arts school, I met my mentor back in 2011, 2012. And I just had no business background, right? Like I worked for different gyms, different businesses and stuff like that. And I was like, what's a fast track to learn business and really just have a blueprint? So I found my mentor, who's my business partner out here in California. And he's like, hey, everything you're going to learn about coaching business is in painting. And I was like, what? Like in painting, for real? And he's like, yeah, in painting. This is what I've been doing. It was the stepping stone to, you know, where I am in my life now. So fast track, he presented an opportunity back in 2019, was like, hey, I want you to move to San Diego. So we sold our house, packed up, moved to San Diego, and just started learning and really immersing ourselves in the business. That's why I keep saying I was under a rock. I was just so focused in our operations and learning the business and really growing the business, and then also teaching everybody in our organization. So that's where we're at now.
What's your role day to day?
It's definitely changed a lot in the last year. Right now, I like to say I'm a director. So I'm constantly checking in with my estimator, production manager. And then obviously I have other companies. So I'm constantly just doing leadership training on a daily basis and taking care of tasks. So I am overseeing payroll. I do see certain things like that still because I like to know the numbers. So I'm really heavily involved in all businesses.
In terms of operating two businesses, you know, what are some challenges that you face as a hybrid?
I would say being too available. Because a lot of people don't know, I have a pest control business too in Pennsylvania. And I tend to, you know, want to be available for the team. So what I've learned in this last year, I have to really get really good at delegating and then empowering everybody and giving them the leadership role that they need to be in order for me to do what I do. Because if I just do everything over the phone and answer everybody's questions, it'll just never end, right? And they'll
so
never
you,
grow.
So you run that entire business virtually in Pennsylvania?
Yes, sir.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
And how did that get started?
So my cousin was a pest. She actually, that's what she did for a living for a while. And then unfortunately, the owner that she worked for had passed away. And she's okay. Like, hey, I don't really want to get into anything else. I want to start my own business. So I was coaching her years before that, and we decided to open up a business. So we opened that about, I would say, 3 to 4 years ago.
No kidding. How's it going?
Good. It's not as great as painting, but it's definitely good. It's getting there.
Yeah. Two different types of businesses, right? Like you got the recurring subscription business pretty much, right?
Yes, sir. We do a lot of like commercial as well. So we do a lot of apartment complexes and stuff. But what I've noticed is the process is still the same for me. The way I run my businesses and painting is the same way, essentially, because just like you understand, like average job cost, the difference is our average job cost out there is $200, right? So it's a far different market. But I've learned a lot just running that business alone. So it's been good.
In terms of mindset, how much does, you know, personal development play into your ability to you have a lot of people counting on you, man. You're running businesses, you're running multiple. How many businesses do you run or own or have ownership in?
So in the contracting world, it's 3. I have a total of 4 because I consider the coaching now as a separate business as well, right? So the goal is 5. We're opening another painting company this year. So
in Jacksonville, you said, I think?
Yeah, we're shooting for Jacksonville. And in fact, my cousin that I own the pest control, she's the one moving to Jacksonville. And then we're changing leadership roles with someone else in Pennsylvania to continue to run it with me and keep that thing moving.
Yeah. And how important is that network, man? It's like, you know, you can rely on your cousin, right? You just know that your cousin's solid. She's operating with your best interest in mind. How much does that make a difference in the overall grand scheme of things? Is people that are bought into you?
Yeah. So what people don't understand, in fact, one of the other podcasts I was on, they asked me, why am I not focusing so much on just one business and scaling that? And what a lot of people don't understand is, you know, we have the method to grow our businesses, but the people aren't ready to grow with it just yet, right? Yeah. So like I have a really solid leadership training program, and it's a big deal for me that when we say, hey, we want to do X dollars, they're ready to do X dollars, and we have the personnel for that. So I do things in phases. So you're absolutely right. Like my best friend is the one that runs the one in Phoenix, right? So it's like I have to have people I trust, and I give them incentives in order to run these companies.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's so true. Grow slow. I'm a big proponent of that. Steady, slow, boring growth. It took me personally. Yeah. It took me 3 years in business to get to 3 crews running, you know, and that was at a smaller scale. You know, it took me probably the fourth or fifth year is when it was full time, 3 crews, you know, at volume. And it was mostly because that crew leader position needs to be someone that I have as like a confidant, dude, someone that's like, that's going to war as a general representing the kingdom. Right. Like, you know, yes, and that's kind of how I see it is like it takes time to find those people, man. And if it's not someone you grew up with or not someone that's a relative that is representing the bloodline, finding that off of Indeed is a challenge in and of itself, man. And I just noticed that about that, it's like, you know, you're right. Somebody would say, hey, man, like, but it's, you have this network of people that go to bat for you.
Yep. And that's the thing, there's that loyalty that no matter what, you know, they're going to do the right thing. And everyone has their phases of growth, right? So that's the other thing, you have to be patient while they're acquiring certain skill sets so that they can get to the level you need them to be as well.
It takes time. I was just on the phone with my project manager of 5 years, and we were just talking about how tight our team is, like the core members of our team, and how they learn to work with each other, and they don't tolerate, you know, because they appreciate that premium painting provides for their family, you know, and it's like when an outsider comes in and doesn't have that mindset, we see it fast and we can take action on it, right? And it, man, it's an interesting scenario. So are you subs or are you employee guy? What do you prefer?
So right now I have subs in Arizona, but I have employees in California, and I get to see the best of both worlds, to be honest with you. So that's been quite interesting.
Right. And how, and what do you prefer?
At this point right now, I'm starting to lean towards employees, the W-2s, because, you know, in Arizona, although I feel that things are going well for us out there, you still have those pains where they're just like, hey, I don't want to do that. And it's like, well, you know, that's not how it's going to work, right? You're representing our company. We don't want to have any issues, and you do still have to follow a pretty good basic guideline in order to make sure that you see success as well as the client. Whereas if an employee, they have investment as a company and a growth, right? So I feel like the sub mentality is about me, 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 and it's not a win-win situation, right? So that's been a little bit more of my difficulty out
Yeah.
there, but I still have subs that worked for me the whole time we've been open. So
Right.
it's like,
Long-term relationships, you know, it's
yes.
some of them are like that. And if you can get a
Correct.
network, I just talked to somebody about that a couple hours ago. I was like, if you can get a network of subs that represent you in such a way that they value you so much, you'll win. But from my experience, dude, like that's just like going, you know, anytime you just, you know, you don't nurture that relationship, it's risky, man. And it takes time, dude.
Yep.
Like starting a business with subs to me personally is like the biggest risk you could take, you know, because they're not
Absolutely.
loyal. You've never worked with them. You're treating the customer's house like a training ground. Those employees, man, they've worked out for me.
Yep.
What in terms of personal development, how much does that play into your life? What are some things that you do personally that help elevate you to a new level each day? What are some things
Yeah.
that you're striving for personally? Who do you listen to? What do you read?
Yeah, this is a lot. So, a lot of people that get to know me will understand it consumes 90% of what I do in a day. Everything has a purpose to personal growth. So everything that I do, like for instance, I have a hypno therapist coach that I see once a month for the last 5 to 6 years. She does NLP. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's neuro-linguistic
Neuro-linguistic.
programming. Yeah, so I'm big on that. I'm big about how you speak, how you articulate things, the programming behind that, how I speak to my employees, how do I speak to my leadership, even how do I speak to my wife. I think it's important to understand that, you know, some people don't understand that with specific words you say, it sticks, right? So I want to articulate things purposely so that it's actually rewarding you and helping you versus pushing you down and bringing you back. So same thing, like when I talk to my team, if they do a mistake, it's not what they did wrong. It's always, what did you do well? What could you have done differently? So part of my personal development is instilling in that in my businesses so that they also speak that way, act that way, and then bring that to my clientele. So I'm constantly listening to podcasts. So like Ed Mylett, Tony Robbins, Lewis Howes, Jim Quick. They're all great leaders in this industry. Brendon Burchard. Those are stuff that I listen to on a daily basis. Books I read is 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. I kind of like recycle those two books over and over and over again. But I have like a million different books, but they're all about personal development. And I've noticed something in common is that everybody says the same thing, but they say it differently. So like the topic's still the same. They just have a different way in how they present it. And that's very intriguing to me. So
Yeah,
yeah.
and at each stage of your life, you perceive the information a different way. One of my favorite books
Yeah.
from Brendon Burchard was The Motivation Manifesto, and I read that
Yes.
book at the bottom of my life. Like when I was at my lowest point mentally, I was at a pivotal point, making bad decisions. You know, just not really happy with who I was becoming, who I was surrounding myself with. That book really opened up my eyes. The Motivation Manifesto. That is a very well
Yeah.
written book.
Absolutely. That's actually next to my nightstand, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
And
Yep.
Brendon Burchard has a special place in my life just for that reason, for that book. That was a good book.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so you mentioned him, so I just, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, and that's important, man. Like, you know, leadership, I feel like management is the expectation of us. If you look from a biblical perspective, that's, you know, humans are managers, right? But what I find that, you know, I'm starting to become more aware of is that we take management home. And with this guy right here,
Yep.
how do you balance work life, man? Like, you know, it's kind of unnatural, right, to be in fight or flight mode all day. At least I know this for a fact. Even this last week, I was in fight or flight mode up until 9 o'clock because I had a very, very difficult customer, difficult client that I knew that I needed to be involved in the sense of, and you could probably attest to this because you care about your team, but like when your team's in battle and they're losing the fight, what kind of warrior are you? Are you one that, are you going to jump in battle or are you going to watch them fail? So I had to jump in, I had to jump in battle to protect my team because they need to go to another job next week. And I'm not going to let someone take my morale that we've built for so long in my culture. And I had to absorb that. And that was hard, man. I find myself being a little short with my wife, my family, being irritable, anxious, like all of these things that come with owning a business because you're dealing with someone that's irrational. Have you been, been there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So many times. Actually, just like last week, man, it just never ends, right? But it's a great question. You know, it's one of those things that I had to set boundaries because I actually work with my wife as well. So the painting company out here, she's my office manager. So there had to be a, at some point, what's the disconnection of business? Because it can always just be that talk and then you forget to nurture your relationship. So we kind of put like a rule of thumb before we went remote, we actually would talk about the day on my drive home. So that way we can just get rid of all the business talk, boom, boom, boom. And then when I showed up at home, because I was still running production at that time, I would show back at home, do what I had to do, and do like kind of like a debrief, right? So just say, hey, give me an hour. Let me debrief. Let me finish what I have to do. And then we can touch base on us, right? And then doing like date nights and stuff. So even when something happens urgently like that, I have things in place to help me be able to move forward and be able to still be present, even if I'm kind of in the loss of that with the situation with a customer.
Separating it, right? You know, and that's interesting. So what role does your wife have in your business?
So she's an office manager. So she oversees our receptionist and makes sure all the things are being tracked properly. Customers are happy. And she's just really on top of the team, right? So she just checks in, makes sure like, hey, our purchase orders are right. Job costing's looking good. There's no issues with job costs. Oh, something looks off. What's going on? Or she also even audits like painters just buying things that we usually don't approve on job costs. So, you know, she's been a huge, honestly, a huge help in this business. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited because we're going to release job costing and drip jobs. And I purposely, not many people know this, I purposely have not job costed in over a year. And I've done that to make me hungry enough to get this feature out. And and we're coming. Yeah, bro. I'm weird like that.
I'm excited.
Because, bro, I mean, we've spent 2 years working on this thing. And one of the things that I realize is how important job costing really is. What is your take on that? And how does that influence your decisions?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I'm finding that now that I'm coaching some more painters, you know, I have these job costing sheets and programs for me. I make all my decisions based off of how are we performing. Numbers don't lie, right? Like I always look at numbers.
How much you sell is how much you keep, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So profitability is a big deal for me, right? And it allows me to audit things and just see behaviors in the business just off the numbers, right? I go, okay, well, you know, I'm seeing this crew is always 20% or higher in materials. That just doesn't make sense. What's going on? And then I dive into the audits on the purchase orders, or I go out in the field and I start going, hey, show me your process. What are you using? What type of tips are you using? Are you using too much paint? Like, what's that process look like? And when I start to dial in that way, it also allows me to get back in the field again so that I can actually talk to the production manager and be like, how did you oversee this? And it's another opportunity for me to coach my team. So job costing is very important. And it allows you to see the story, where you're going and where you've been. So I think it's a very important tool. Absolutely.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, sales is cool, but you know, how much did you keep? How did the team do? How did the team produce? Yeah, man. Yeah. What inspires you, man? What inspires you as a business owner, as a leader, as a motivator of men?
Yeah, honestly, is seeing people win all day long. I don't talk about the Bible much, but I'm a man of God and I believe that our job is to serve. And in order to serve, you have to serve people too, right? So like, there's nothing more that makes me happy to hear that someone won in their lives. And because they were able to get tools, things that they're lacking that no one was willing to invest in them. And they can get that from me, you, other resources, guys that are just are like, hey, I'm willing to help you, right? Like, there's times I tell people all the time, they're like, yo, how much are you going to charge for this? I'm like, dude, I'm just here to help. Like, don't worry about that. Let's get you to the promised land, right? Let's show you what it takes to win. And when you start seeing that, I'll see you back. Don't worry about that. I know you'll come back. And like, it's so rewarding. Like, At first, when I got into painting, I wasn't so excited about it because I didn't come from a painting background. I came from the gym industry. And when I started seeing guys are like, I heard you even say this the other day, and I was like, man, I could connect so much with Tanner on this. Guys are quitting their part-time jobs because we're teaching them how to win while painting. Right. Like, hearing that their wives are doing well and they're able to afford this schooling for their kids and they're buying brand new trucks because we're teaching them financial literacy. Like, that is rewarding to me. So that's why I keep wanting to do more and more businesses, because I go, how can I impact them by providing to them? And that's where my niche has fallen now. So
that's
my thing, man.
It's tough, man. Yeah. It's important because, you know, you never know who, like with this social media, internet stuff, you never know who the reach is going to get to. And it's pretty inspiring to hear that reach. And I'm challenging you on this podcast, cause I know me and you discussed this before the call, but if I make it public, then it becomes real. We got to get that podcast up because I think I got to say it because I think you have a lot to give, man. So hopefully you take that and run with it. And anyone listening, you know, with, you know, my style, I don't bring a lot of people on. The ones I do, I believe in. And I just try to make sure that this 22 minutes is valuable for the people listening. So get with Joel, you know, he's going to coach you. He's going to guide you. He deserves to have clients running at his door because he's a good person. So how do they reach you, man?
Honestly, I love everything on Instagram. So Joel Mercado Official, you DM me. I'm very active on that. And then I pretty much drip you into another system once we get those handled. So I just love contacting living audio and all that stuff on there.
Perfect, brother. Well, listen, thank you for your time. God bless you and your journey. Likewise. Thanks for joining us here, my man. And I know we'll connect soon.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
All right, my man.